Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum invisibility. It's time for Traveling Chins with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
And we have Kirsten Zemke with us this morning. How are you, Kirsten?
Oh, bright and shiny, just like the weather.
Oh, yay. Good to hear it. And we're talking a very, very cool little genre. Well, kind of a genre, kind of a place.
A scene. I guess we're doing a scene. I mean, it's so funny, you know, because I've heard the word Portland so many times. It's literally like Portland, land of port, you know, like, and I guess, and for those of you who aren't familiar with American geography, so there's California, right, on the left side, on the west, and then above it is Oregon, which Portland is one of the big cities there. And then above that is the state of Washington, which is Seattle. And so very much in this Portland scene, you'll hear echoes of sort of Seattle thinking about the grunge scene and stuff. But Portland is a little bit more gloomy, a little bit more sort of quirky and indie. In fact, their sort of city motto is "Keep Portland Weird."
That's also good.
So they really pride themselves in that, you know, and they're sort of known for having like the coolest bookstore and cool donuts and sustainability, the arts, a big Indian punk scene. But then it's also got a lot of outdoor stuff.
Right.
I guess, you know, you could get a sort of New Zealand vibe from that too, you know, that. Mm. We have sort of the city stuff, but you also can, you know, go hiking and biking. It's a super, like, LGBTQ-friendly city. Hipster city. Tech startup city.
Wow. It's got a lot going for it.
Yeah, apparently. I know. Well, and apparently they're really big on urban agriculture, and which is, can be annoying because there's a lot of people have chickens and goats, and you just have to learn to live with your neighbors. Microbreweries is another big thing there.
Wow, it is like New Zealand.
I know. And so if you want to, you know, get dressed, you need a messenger bag and maybe some Kathmandu or North Face clothing.
Oh, cool. Very love good. It.
We're currently listening to Ronald Gregory Erickson II from Starfucker. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about this track?
Oh, were you just pronouncing the song? I mean, the band?
Yes. Yeah.
Good for you. I wasn't sure whether you would say it out loud.
Oh, yeah, yes, it is before nine, but if it's a bad name, it's just quoting it, right?
Right.
So, you know, capital letters, STRFKR. Yeah, the vowels, they took that out. So that's why I wasn't sure how we were going to pronounce that this morning. So, you know, this is a band. They, you know, they went to high school. The main guy went to high, you know, with his high school friend and YouTuber, and they've been on heaps of. We're gonna find this with a lot of the bands here. They've been on heaps of TV shows and ads and in movies. Like their songs have been in Weeds, the TV show, Skins, and I found that about most of the songs that I suggested for today. And I don't know why that. It's obviously Portland has such a vibe. That just seems to match a vibe that the mainstream sort of media is trying to do as well. It just is such a big industry, I guess. And I guess, you know, if you're a band these days and you're not able to sell your music like in the old days, you know, selling hard copies. You guys are so young, you don't remember that. But, you know, people used to sell hard copies. You paid for your music and now you listen for free. But if you can sell it to a television show or an ad, then you can make your money that way.
Totally.
And then your fans can listen for free. And I guess that's another thing that Portland has just sort of tapped into is to be used in so many, I don't know, television shows. I don't know if they've just got really good record labels or the people that choose these songs just happen to already know. Let's start with Portland bands.
Totally. I mean, this song has got such a kind of like delicious warmth to it, I guess. It's like a real kind of that like cozy indie feeling, I guess you could say.
Well, yeah, I guess that is the thing about this the music from this space is it creates air quotes vibe.
Vibe.
And, And I guess, you know, so, and that's, I guess, the important thing is that you're doing, like, in, you know, in a film or on television or, you know, even as, I don't know if people are familiar, there was a TV show called Portlandia.
Yes. With, I know it well.
Yeah. Okay, so that's, like, almost, you know, that's sort of making fun of this whole thing with Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein. And, yeah, they sort of made fun of, you know, again, the bookstore, the cafe, of the different characters. And they had heaps of cool guest stars on the show. Like, one of the guest stars on the show was Kyle MacLachlan, who was also in Twin Peaks. Oh. And Twin Peaks also is that vibe of gloomy Northwestern USA.
It very much is. Underneath us right now is Miss Misery from Elliot Smith, which I guess is that more encapsulated gloom, I guess.
Yeah, I was not familiar with this artist, and apparently he's just a huge sort of indie, I don't want to say icon, because that's an oxymoron, indie
Elliot
icon.
Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, as a teenager, I was totally, totally devout.
Oh, really? Yeah, see, I had never come across him, and very sad story. Mm. Depression, ADHD, you know, just, you know, struggled with that. Mm. And he died at age 34 in 2003. And he wasn't born in Portland. He'd grown up in, like, I think he was born in Nebraska and grew up in Texas a bit, but moved to Portland, I guess, as sort of part of, you know, the scene. Mm. And then, yeah, when he passed, I mean, there's tributes to him from, you know, I mean, like, mentioning him in their songs with Pearl Jam, Ben Folds, like, you know, like, heaps of artists sort of, you know, mentioning him. And then he's even been covered by, like, Madonna and Billie Eilish. Like, yeah, he's really, I guess, really important for a lot of people.
Mm. Next door, the TV's flashing blue, frames on the wall. It's a comedy of errors, you see. It's about taking a fall. Easy to do, and I try to be, but you know me, I come back when you want me to. Do you miss me? Miss misery, like you say to me.
Elliot Smith, so beautiful. And I feel also the fact that you said before he wasn't from Portland, but sort of moved there and was a big part of the scene, that must say something about Portland as a place, right, that people gravitate towards, and it really did cultivate a whole sort of ecosystem of music.
Yeah, yeah, I like that word you use, ecosystem. Now, I read one article that thinks part of the reason is, so in America, there's a big corporate thing called Live Nation. I know they have some connection with New Zealand, and they're connected with Ticketmaster that, yes, like, owns the venues. And Portland has kept them out. Oh. And they feel that Live Nation killed the local scenes in Austin and Boston. It's a big entertainment conglomerate. And so some people feel that by keeping Live Nation out, that it's kept the sort of small venues and the live scene going, which I thought was a really interesting take.
Very interesting. I mean, again, though, they've got that real feeling of warmth to them. Like, that Elliot Smith track was quite, it was like a big cozy hug.
Very intimate, eh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's interesting that it can be cold and warm, you know, at the same time, gloomy and huggy.
Yeah. Look, it happens, Kirsten. The next track that you've chosen is Shadow from the Chromatics, and I actually believe, was this in the later season of Twin Peaks? I think it was. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, yes it was.
Yeah.
They've had tracks in Gossip Girl, Riverdale. Like, again, I don't know why, all these bands, this is, gosh, a really, I've never seen this before in any, like, city that, you know, or place I've done that just... Obviously, really capturing, I hate to use this word too, zeitgeist, woof, but just, it captures such a vibe that then so many film and television spaces feel like that this music just is the perfect sort of backdrop for what they're trying to, the stories they're telling.
Totally. Let's have a listen. Amazing that a scene that's so rooted in the DIY and the grassroots has so much music that is making its way to cinema and TV, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're really interesting, like, I guess, model, you know, for here in Aotearoa to sort of keep in mind, like, in how to keep, have a really a healthy music scene that's got its own distinctive character, but and then as you said, that mixture that it very DIY but also able to have commercial success because we want, you know, our artists to eat. So the sort of, you know, having the success, you know, both playing both sides of that, yeah, I think it's just a just really iconic, and I hope, you know, lots of other spaces are able to sort of see that model, that how you keep bands thriving. And, you know, and it's been a long time, like this band, the Chromatics, you know, have been around since 01, 07, and sort of wow. changed their vibe along the way, you know, but sort of just really made a life with the band, you know.
Mm. Somebody texted that Elliot Smith was at a party they went to in Portland. That's so cool.
Oh,
that's
my
amazing.
God. Such a Portland moment.
That's so, it just feels like there's so many parallels with New Zealand, because that's something you'd say about a New Zealand artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is.
Well, I should have looked at the latitude to see if it's sort of equivalent of like a Wellington or a Christchurch, you know, as far as sort of the weather and the temperature and stuff. Yeah, I don't have my globe handy.
Oh, dang.
But yeah, to see if it's like a mirror image, you know, as to for how far from the equator it is.
But that's really nice to hear that, you know, people can connect on a personal level with these artists. They're not those like big stars that, you know,
yeah.
just kind of snub
yeah, true,
everyone.
True.
So very cool. What an interesting scene, Kirsten.
Yeah, and I hope we will enjoy interesting things every Friday morning on Travel and Tunes.
They sure can, Kirsten. Oh, we love your segment, and thank you so much for coming up and chatting to us this morning.
All right, see you next week.
Have a great week. Bye.
Ka kite.
That was Travel and Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.